for Contact and Fly High Ministries. It's really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. I pray that you're going to be blessed this week. Today's message is going to be a positive attitude or doom and gloom mentality. Doom and gloom mentality. I know today that many people are worried about a world war. Many people are worried whether we're going to invade Iran. Many people are worried about the economy. Many people believe that Jesus is coming back. Come on, somebody. There's some pastors out there who's already predicted his time. Oh, come on, somebody says 2012 he's coming back. He's taken that from astrology. Oh, come on, somebody. People today always seem to want to know when Jesus is coming back. I know what Jesus said to He said, you can tell by the signs. Come on, somebody. Oh, I know that the signs are here, but Jesus is in the business of being himself. He's in the business of being Jesus. He's in the business. He says that I got everything under control, so why are you trying to figure out my job? I have a job, and you also have a job. Your job is not to do my job, but your job is to do your job. Come on, somebody. And God has called us to do our jobs. The Great Commission in the end of Matthew talks about, Matthew 28, to go ye therefore into all the world, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Our job is the Great Commission. Our job is to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to every nation, to every tongue, and every tribe. So why are you trying to figure out my job, Jesus says? My job. Oh, I know somebody you just can't get out of your head. Why, you're always just doom and gloom mentality. The sky is falling mentality. The world is coming to an end mentality. Come on, somebody. The economy's so hard. I don't know about you, but if you need to stop paying attention to the devil and start keeping your eyes on Jesus Christ, come on, somebody. The Bible says in Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. We must and we need to rejoice always. We must have the belly. We must have the jelly in our belly. We must have the ooh in the ah. We must have the ooh, ooh, let's go. We must get up and dance. We must rejoice always. Come on, somebody. I know what you're saying. How can I rejoice when I can't pay my finances? How can I rejoice when I feel pain in my body? How can I rejoice when I'm almost 80 years old? But I'm telling you today that the Lord said rejoice and rejoice always. Rejoice and rejoice always. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. We must keep our eyes on Jesus, not on the circumstances. Today's message I'm going to be taking out of Matthew chapter 14. Verse 22 and 33. This story is also told in Mark chapter 6, 45 through 52, and John 16 through 21. However, the account of Peter walking on the water is not included. Well, in these references, so Jesus walks on the water. After feeding the 5,000, Jesus sends his disciple ahead of him in a boat across the Sea of Galilee. Several hours later in the night, the disciples encountered a storm. Jesus comes to them, walking on the water. They're terrified, the disciples, and they think they are seeing a ghost. Jesus tells them in verse 27, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." Peter replies, "Lord, if it was you, tell me to come to you on the water." So Jesus invites Peter to come. Peter gets out of the boat and begins to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when Peter takes his eyes off Jesus and sees the winds and the waves, he begins to sink. Peter cries out to the Lord, and Jesus immediately reaches out his hands and catches Peter. As they climb into the boat together, the storm ceases. Then the disciple worships Jesus, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." What we see here is very important. You need to know why Peter sank. Come on, somebody. Some of you, the reason why you're sinking is because you're paying too much attention to the doom and gloom. Sometimes you're sinking and you're worrying and you're just saturated with doubt, fear, anger. Come on, somebody. You got your eyes on the waves and the wind. Jesus said, "Why are you looking at the storm around you? Don't you know there's a storm in the world? Don't you know there's always going to be a storm? There's always going to be problems." But Jesus said, "I want you to keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me steadfast." Come on, somebody. Persevere, walk, and keep your eyes on me. You better keep your eyes on me today. You better keep your eyes on me tonight. You better keep your eyes on me this week. The Lord Jesus is saying, come on, somebody. I know that things might get a little rocky. I know the waves and the storm might be a little bit high of your life. I know the storms on your finances, the storms on your health. But Jesus said, keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes. Keep focused. Come on, somebody. Keep walking the walk, because surely Jesus is going to see you through. And even though he began to sink, Jesus reached out his hand and helped him back into the boat. I know some of you think you're sinking right now, but Jesus is reaching out his hands and he's here to help you. He's here to help you. You see, we have an attitude that we must understand. We can look at Jesus in a positive way, or we can look at the waves, the doom and the gloom. See, what we see is Peter had two choices. He could have kept his eyes focused on Jesus, but no, instead he decided to look at the waves, the wind. And when he started to do that, he started to sink. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ in our daily walks and in our lives. Come on, somebody. We need to focus. We need to run the race of this Christian life. We need to start at the and stay focused and keep on running. Don't look back. Don't look to the right or left. Just stay focused to the destination. Oh, and our destination is to go home with Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. I know, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to run this race in a positive manner? Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world. Do not be conformed, because this world is about doom and gloom. This world is about problems. This world is about pain and bad news." Come on, somebody. But God said, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Come on, somebody. He focused on, do not have the mind of the world. The mind of the world is doom and gloom. The mind of the world is negativity. The mind of the world is "I can't." Come on, somebody. You should have renewed your mind to "I can." Let's be positive about my situation. Come on, somebody. There's so much sickness in this country. Oh, there's too many people being sick, and I'm afraid they're sick because Joe next to them's sick. Come on, somebody. We need to start saying, "I can. I can be strong. I can. I can." Oh, the reason why that you're not seeing God's miracles, because you're saying, "I can't." You have such a negative mind. You have the doom and the gloom. You're worried about globalism. You're worried about the Antichrist. You're worried about the world coming to an end. You're worried about eugenics. Come on, somebody. Oh, you're worried about this and the RFID chips. Come on, somebody. You're worried about that. Oh, don't you know that Jesus Christ is so much more powerful than that? Jesus Christ is so much more powerful than that. You're worried about our government. You're worried about the president. You're worried about this. You're worried about that. And I gotta tell you, you can't do nothing about it anyway. So let's just keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Keep our eyes focused on Jesus. Now we need to keep our eyes focused on Jesus and continue to fight the fight of faith. Continue to believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. what do we want out of this life? Do we want to live a life of a positive attitude or doom and gloom? So what does the Bible say? Should we walk around with our heads high up or down low? As children of God, we are blessed. Isn't that good enough reason to be positive? Isn't it good enough reason, Christians, to be positive because you're in the family of God? You are in the family of God. You know, I don't know about you, but I really enjoy being around positive people. They lift me up. And they got that spirit on them. They got the energy, the uplifting to it. And I pray that more Christians would have that positive energy. Oh, come on, somebody. When Jesus was walking in Jerusalem, he was casting out the devils and healing the sick. And he had a crowd of people around him. And that lady touched his garment. And he turned around and said, "Who touched me? Who touched me?" You see, Jesus had a kind of energy on him, and this demonic woman, who hasn't been healed 12 years, touched his cloak and was healed. Touched his cloak and was healed, and he said, "Who touched me?" Because the energy of the evil one drained him. Now you listen and you listen good before you decide you want to be sick. You listen good. Oh, come on, somebody. I believe that a lot of sickness comes from the pit of hell. I didn't say all. I said a lot of sickness becomes the pit of hell. When you take a sick person and put them around a well person, what happens? That sickness, the energy of the sickness, drains the energy of the well. Person that's well, it's not fault that you're well. And the person that is sick, it's not your fault that you're sick. Come on, somebody. But I'm telling you right now, we must choose to live well. We must choose to live in a positive life. We must choose of what we eat. We must choose in what we do with our bodies. We must choose who we hang out with. We must choose where, what we let in our minds. Come on, somebody. All these things combined. The food, the people, our environments, all these can destroy the body. But if we walk in a positive light, a light of Jesus, if we eat healthy, come on, somebody, if we exercise the way we need, if we read the Bible daily, come on, somebody, if we join each other in an uplifting manner, we can have a positive output. Oh, you know the one, the woe is me person who always bums everyone out. Woe is me. Woe is me. You see him every Sunday with this problem, with that problem. Oh, I got another problem. And everything seems to always be bad for that person. I got this problem, and I got that problem, and I got this problem, and I got that problem. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, I don't know about you, but a person like that really drags the congregation down. A person like that really drags you down. But I'm looking for those people that want to be positive. Oh, yeah, I got problems, but you know what? The Lord's going to see me through. Oh, yeah, I got problems, but the Lord's going to take care of it. Oh yeah, I got problems, but you know what? I'm gonna make it another day. I'm gonna walk this earth with my head up high because I'm a child of Jesus Christ, and he's gonna see me through my problems. Come on, somebody. And that is the attitude that we must have as Christians, that Jesus Christ is going to see us through our problems today. Jesus Christ is going to see us through our pain. And Jesus Christ is going to give us here another day. He's going to give us another day to pray. He's going to give us another day to dance. He's going to give us another day to speak the truth. Come on, somebody. We must believe that Jesus Christ can heal our sickness. We must believe that Jesus Christ can heal our nation. We must believe that Jesus Jesus Christ can heal our families, because we are children of the living God, the Most High God. We must believe in our hearts and in our souls that God can heal our bodies. Come on, somebody. Why have you been sitting there? Because you have taken the doom and gloom mentality. But I'm looking now to change that to a positive attitude today. And you will, and I pray that you will be positive today. We all have problems. And being a child of God doesn't mean that we don't have problems. But the Bible says, rejoice, always rejoice. Be thankful in all things. Thank God. I know that some feel that being positive thinking is wrong. But I'd ask you to please show me in the Bible where God tells it is good to be negative. Show me in the Bible where God tells you to be negative. I only see that we should rejoice in the Lord always, and in everything gives thanks. That's what I see. Rejoice and always give thanks. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We should rejoice even in death. Come on, somebody. Even in death. If you are facing death today, you can also rejoice. If you are facing death, you can rejoice. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55, O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? Hear what the Word of God is telling you. O death, where is your sting? Even though I am facing death, even though I might be looking death straight in the eye, God said, death, you have no power over me. Jesus Christ died on the cross, but death had no power over Jesus Christ. He was raised from the dead. He was raised on Calvary. Come on, somebody. He was raised. They even buried him. They put him in a tomb, but in 3 days that tomb was open, and he was raised. His body was raised. Come on, somebody. God wants to raise you. Hosea 13:14. It was a direct prophecy of the scripture in 1 Corinthians. Shall I ransom them from the power of Sheol? Shall I redeem them from death? O death, where is your thorns? O Sheol, where is your sting? Come on, somebody. We have a message of hope, people, not despair. We have a message of dreams and hope, not despair. Why do we live such defeated lives? Because we give up way too easy. Come on, somebody. We're giving up. We become quitters in our own life. We get so complacent. But God says we have a message of hope. Do you hope today? Let me hear an amen. Do you hope today? Let me hear an amen. It's all in your attitude. It is all in your attitude. Look up, ladies and gentlemen. Look up, children of God. If God is for us, then who can be against us? We have been saved by His precious blood. Eternity is ours. We are blessed in the heavenlies. So why do we live in doom and gloom and despair? Oh, come on, somebody. Transform your mind now. It's time to be raised up. It's time to be healed. It's time to believe and be positive and rejoice. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though nothing goes your way, or ever goes your way, the Bible tells us that His gospel is a message of hope. of hope. What are you hoping in today? I ask you. What are you believing in and have faith in? This is the gospel. It's not about despair. So let the light shine as a bright beam that's coming out of your body. Let your face shine and shine to the people, and let the light shine and put your light upon a stand. I want to ask you a question. Do people see the love and joy of Christ in your life? Are you sending the doom and gloom message and calling it good news? If we are going to represent the gospel of Jesus Christ, then we must do it with great joy. We must be joyful people. We must believe that God is able to do great miracles, because His message is a message of hope. His message is a message of faith. His message is a message of good news. So let's walk in His good news today. Let's change our attitudes. Maybe it's your attitude that is causing you problems today. You have a bad attitude when you don't expect to succeed, so you're defeated before you even start. Or you look forward in resignation and backwards in regret. You always find more reasons why something won't work than why it can. You're convinced that you're never going to get any better than you are right now. And you believe that the glass is half empty, and come on, somebody. However, when your attitude is changed and is strong and vibrant, you might feel in charge of life and ask, what more can I do to make it better? Success is never a matter of if, only a matter of when, and that means soon. You first know that anything is possible, then you figure out how. You can't wait until tomorrow, because you keep getting better every day. You believe the glass is half full, but only temporarily, because you've got your order and for more. Come on, somebody. And you're busy getting a bigger glass. Which attitude do you have today? Do you have a positive attitude, or an attitude of doom and gloom? Let's, as Christians, walk now with a positive attitude with faith. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I pray in Jesus' precious name that these people would have a positive attitude, an attitude towards life, an attitude towards one another, an attitude in their marriage, a positive attitude in times that are troubled. Rejoice in the time of death. Rejoice, because we as Christians, our message is a message of hope and not despair. Our message is a message of belief. Lord Jesus, I pray this in Jesus' precious name.